This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting hopeful on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes Dunners who want their kids to stay in school until 7 p.m. Fifi underscore new Tesla said she reads The Guardian because she's better than other people. And they said on there that the Brits are thinking of lengthening the school day so the kids can catch up after lockdown. Kira underscore I look like Dua Lipa said, it's amazing the way the Brits were as stupid as Carrigaline last year and now they're having all the best ideas. Laura underscore two new Tesla said she wouldn't mind a threesome with Boris Johnson, which was a bit random. I don't want people to think I hate my kids, but is there any chance they might open the schools on a Saturday when they go back to catch up like? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My sister's a teacher. She gets complete mad when I suggest they've loads of hidden benefits. I said, if the department asked you to work on a Saturday, what would your reply be? She said, Neil. I said, why did you answer in Irish? She said, we get a one for all voucher for every sentence. Ask Wilga, say nothing.
Come on, what's the story with yoga? I do be seeing this one from Kinsale at the moment. We met on this app called Dating Outside Your Social Class. Two pair of nabby ones with salted the nabbies like myself. Anyway, as you'd imagine, with someone from Kinsale, she do be well into this sexual experimentation, and you'd nearly need to be an elastic band to get into some of the positions she do be suggesting. I'm pretty keen to keep her going with her. She's an amazing hot tub. So, I started doing yoga online for the flexibility, like. It's your only problems, lads. If I tell my buddies I'm doing yoga, they'll think I've gone completely southside. So, what would you recommend? Don't you, Donny? Blackpool.
My cousin has started a podcast teaching people how to break awkward news to their friends. I said, what's it called? She said, don't worry, they probably think you're a langer already. Hashtag supportive.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bally Desmond. What do you get if you cross a badger with a Kerry woman? Me, because that's what I look like these days with my hair, like someone sitting in the front row of a fashion show in Listowel. Oh God, Rosaline, isn't your hair gorgeous, they'd be saying, because they don't know any better, God help them. Anyway, I was watching the news there during the week, and didn't I see that they're bumping certain categories up the vaccine queue, and didn't that make me think, feck the teachers and the guards, give the vaccine to the hairdressers, so that people like myself with healthy sexual urges can get back out there looking for a man without frightening the life out of him with our shocking hairdos. Am I mad, tell me? Rosaline, Bally Desmond.
My friend became a hairdresser, even though she had the points for medicine. Cash business, nice one. I said, you must be dying to reopen. She said, I'm dreading it. Just imagine the conversation. Going anywhere nice in your holidays? Nah, girl, just Ireland. Hashtag balling.
Hello, Oldstock. I'm writing to you today on behalf of beautifully spoken millionaires with giant mansions on the Blackrock Road. Now, being able to travel 5 kilometres in any direction from our homes is wasted on us because there's no way we'd ever go to the north side. Therefore, we demand, respectfully, that we should be allowed to travel 10 kilometres in a southerly direction from our impeccable homes. Can you check with a lawyer if we have a case? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
I just checked there in Google Maps. The good news is the extra distance puts 2 new places within reach. The bad news is that one of them's Carrigaline. The worst news is that it's the better of the 2 places you can reach, unless I've missed some hidden gem in Passage West, which I haven't.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.